Now, here we are, and time for Nevin this morning. And oh, now, are you in good fettle this morning, Nevin? Is the world treating you right?
Of course I am. Sure, my God, absolutely. Why wouldn't
good
you be?
Yourself,
we're alive and kicking. The schools are back. The twins are back, and all is good.
That's right. Yeah. The house is your own. You're at home. You're self reminded. Absolutely.
You can
read my mind. Yeah, exactly. So now, what have you got to cover us this Friday morning? What's on your mind?
Okay. So I'm thinking ahead, maybe like having kind of like something like a dinner party, because it's been a really difficult couple of years, as we all know, and having friends and family back. Why not plan ahead and just have something simple but delicious? So we're going to use some lovely stuffed pork fillets with some prunes, garlic, and herb cream cheese.
That's did you say prunes?
Of course. And then I did.
Right.
Is that okay?
Yeah, well, I
can hear the excitement.
Oh, hang on a second. Hang on. The pork, we're both thrilled. I'm thrilled you're using pork because we both think it's sometimes seems to be much maligned. It's a gorgeous dish, and I think pork is brilliant, and I love you for it. Prunes. Okay. Carry on. I'll be over here if you want
me.
Okay, so. Carry on.
Are you? So this is two tenderloins of pork fillets, and it's going to serve 4 to 6 people. I'm putting 14, I better be careful how I say this, pitted prunes, but you could use dried cranberries or you could use plums. Yeah, you have to be very particular. I'm only joking, yeah. Roughly big. If you can get the lovely... if you can get the really nice big plum ones, you know, the Asian, they're called, I think, A-G-E-N, I think they're French prunes. But anyway, I'm not going to too much.
No, I know, only one question. No, I'm going to leave you alone now for a second. One question. Can you use anything else other than prunes in this?
Yes. Well, what goes well with pork? Apple. So lovely apple. Cube a couple of apples, peel them and chop them, and then you're going to mix that with some garlic and herb cream cheese.
Yeah.
Now, it's a wee bit of work in this dish, but it's actually a very simple dish. So what you got to do, if you're getting your pork fillet, make sure it's Irish, get it off your butcher. They'll trim it and ask them to kind of butterfly it, split it open, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I do, yes.
So that's what your cream cheese, your apple or your prunes are going to go into. So you're kind of making like a roulade, and then you roll that up, and then you're going to roll that in some beautiful Parma ham. So I've said 8 to 10 slices. So you want to completely cover the pork fillet with the Parma ham. So it kind of holds in that lovely stuffing, keeps them lovely apples or prunes, whatever you're using, or dried cranberries will work well, or apricots, I should have said that.
Oh, apricots, lovely.
Apricots will work really lovely, so they will. Now he's getting a bit happier.
I'm happier now.
I must remember, anytime we're talking about recipes, do not include prunes, Devin, please.
Just, they don't agree with me, that's all. Simple.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what you do then, you put this onto a roasting tray, you can tie it up, or what I would do to keep it easier for yourself is I would wrap this twice with some tin foil, so that will hold it all together, and you're kind of doing like a really tight kind of like a spring roll or something like that, just nice and tight, so that would work really, really well, and the tin foil will hold it together. That goes into the oven, Marty, which you've preheated to 200 degrees, which is a very hot oven. Okay, gas mark 6, and then you just literally, before you wrap it in tin foil, if you brush with a little bit of olive oil, stops it from sticking, put it into the oven, and then you cook it until it's for about maybe 15-20 minutes, and then here's the tip, if you can open it out, because then it will be sealed, the meat, and then you've got to get that Parma ham lovely and crispy, give it another 15-20 minutes. I'd say in all it will take about 25 to 30 minutes, so it will to cook through. Serve that with potatoes, some green beans or some peas, buttered peas, just keep it simple, but then you slice this up, and it's a lovely dish that you can make and stuff a day or two ahead, and then just roast it off at the last minute, if that makes sense.
Right, but genuinely you can use you could use apples or whatever in place of the prunes.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. And if I was using apple, Marty, I would core them, I'd keep the skin on, and I'd cube them, and then stir that into your cream cheese. So if you can get a cream cheese that has a little bit of garlic, you can get them in all supermarkets, and some herbs, and that's going to give lovely flavour. Are you happier now?
I am, yeah. No, I feel much better now. I'll tell you a joke about prunes later. But anyway, so what's the other one? This is your planning ahead cheesecake. Dinner party, and this is the idea. Oh, cheesecake, lovely. Oh, this would be nice.
Yeah, this is the pear and amaretti. So amaretti, your lovely little biscuits, and for the base, so this is going to serve 8 to 10 people, and be generous with this because it is delicious. It's a baked cheesecake, by the way. I'll go through that in a moment. So for your base, you have digestive biscuits, amaretti biscuits, and you just blend them up in a food processor, make them into a crumb, melt some butter, and then you're going to put that into your cheesecake tin. About an eight inch loose bottom cake tin will work perfectly for this. If you want, you can line the cheesecake tin with some parchment paper. So that's all done. Press that base just with the bottom of the back of the spoon, So that's the base for your cheesecake. For the filling, it's very simple. Cream cheese, about 350 grams, and about 75 grams of caster sugar. So you just beat that together. And then the final grated zest of one lemon, and then the juice goes in there. Four eggs into that, so four medium eggs. So you beat that all together. You pour that on top of your base. And then this is the key. You put it into the oven, and you're going to bake this at 170 CR until it's just lightly kind of coloured on top. You bake it for 45 minutes until it is lovely, kind of like slightly soft in the middle. Leave it cool. Sorry, switch the oven off, leave the door open in the oven, and let it finish off. That's the key into this. There's a very famous cheesecake that they do in the Basque Country, and they bake it at a really hot temperature, much hotter than this, and it's actually, it's called a burnt cheesecake. I know it doesn't sound appetizing, but it is fabulous. No, genuinely, it is. I've had it. It's
and is it burnt? Is that what it is?
Oh, it is. It's totally caramelised on top.
Oh,
and it
right.
gives the most amazing flavour. Oh. And it's done with corn flour. I've never actually got the recipe for it because it's a very famous place in San Sebastian that we visited when we were recording one of my Spanish shows.
Yes.
Lavinia, it's called. And they do the most, one of the most, I think, delicious baked cheesecakes I've ever tasted. This is different because we have that lovely kind of like, kind of amaretti base, the cheesecake. And then what I'm going to recommend when it comes out of the oven, if you chill it for a little while, for maybe about an hour or two, but, and then cut into slices and then serve it if you want to with some lovely pears. So get the pears, you know, if you want to. Yeah, I think slice them if they're nice and ripe, or from a can is fine. Slice that and with some whipped cream. It's a lovely, lovely dessert.
Fabulous.
Cheesecake, that crunchy base, and I think the pear and the amaretti work so well together.
Oh, that'll be lovely. Peter, we're talking about you now after that. That's fantastic. Pear and amaretti cheesecake. That's gorgeous. That's really lovely. And before that, the stuffed pork fillet with prunes and garlic and herb cream cheese, or apples.
I heard that.
I know. Listen, that's lovely. And all well in McNeans. You're flying it, I take it, my friend.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. We're doing well, thank God. And we're just getting on with it day by day, week by week. But it is great to feel that there's a little bit of normality coming back.
And people can still get in touch if they're afraid that they won't get in. Don't be afraid to make the call. Isn't that right?
Oh, absolutely. And Marty, it's one thing that I've noticed, like I think I might have said to you a few times in the show, that the amount of cancellations day by day, like, so if people want to go onto the website, give us a ring. Absolutely. Yeah. We'll welcome you with open arms.
Which is lovely. And, you know, it won't be too long now. Hopefully we'll be able to make a visit as well with the programme, which will be lovely,
God.
You know.
I'll tell you one thing. No, we can't wait.
It'll be lovely. Listen, here's that thing I was telling you about the fellow who mixed holy water with prune juice. Do you hear about him? Holy water and prune juice. Do you know what he got?
What?
A religious moment. No, he didn't. He got a religious movement. I'll say no more. It's been lovely. on that very low level, I shall take my leave of you. God bless you.
You have a good weekend.
I'll talk to you. Well, yeah. I will, yeah. I'll be on the move now if I eat them.
Yeah. Religious. Enjoy the prunes.
Right. I will. Thanks a thousand. Talk to you later. Bye. God bless
you. Bye, Marty. Talk to you next week. God bless.
Just in time, I found you just in time. Before you came, I